James and Ellen White plan for the future. Now James and Ellen turned their thoughts to the future. On Wednesday, October 14th, she wrote, "We are now deciding to spend this winter and next summer in preparing books. First, I get articles prepared for signs. 2. I get out articles for private testimony, health institutions. 3. Get out testimony number 30. 4. Letters to her children by a mother. 5. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4. 6. Life of Christ, both books, the most sharp and interesting matter in one large book for canvassers to use for public sale." So you see, we have work to do. We dare not go south and will remain here this winter in Michigan. In summer we may go to Colorado. Thus you see how matters stand. Our time now must be in production of books before we get unable to use the pen. They instituted an immediate search for a place to make their home for the year before them. They looked at a 3-acre property in Grand Ledge, but it did not suit. The house was run down. "I would rather have occupied our Heldsburg home, much rather, but it did not seem a good time to go to California." They finally settled on a 3-story, well-built brick home on a 30-acre tract of land between the city of Battle Creek and Gagak Lake, a mile from the city. It could be secured for $6,000. It stood on a prominence overlooking Battle Creek, and on it was a young orchard of 225 trees, apples, pears, peaches, and cherries, JW to WCW, November 3, 1880, in an attractive 10-acre oak grove. The 10-year-old house, explained Ellen, had all the advantages of a country residence. First floor has a parlor 12 by 22, most thoroughly finished, hall and front door, sitting room, 12 by 17, kitchen, 15 by 15, buttery, 12 by 12, bedroom, 12 by 12. There is a well on the doorsteps 100 feet deep, a cellar stoned up and plastered rough all over, an excellent cellar, and an immense cistern. There is a good barn, and plenty of land to cultivate, pasturage for cow and horses. A living stream runs through one corner of the field for pasture. Now you have our future home. They moved in on Sunday, December 19th. Observing that it would soon be Christmas, Ellen noted in a letter to a friend, "My Christmas will be spent in seeking Jesus to be a welcome guest in my heart. His presence will drive all the shadows away."